their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you join us today as we face the issues. We look forward to our broadcast and your participation each and every day. We will be looking at a subject today, an issue, as I would like to call it. What would Jesus think? Is he shocked? Claire McCaskill, a former liberal, socialist, Marxist, Democrat senator, says Jesus is shocked. Headline, McCaskill claims Jesus would be shocked by the lack of gun control in America. Former Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill claimed Monday that Jesus would be shocked at America's lack of gun control following a Saturday shooting in the Texas Mall. Quote, one of my grandchildren had his first communion over the weekend, and I listened to the homily at the service, and I was reminded about what a peaceful man Jesus was. And I listened to the elected representative, and they always want to say, oh, well, let's not make it political after there's a slaughter of innocents, McCaskill told MSNBC Nicole Wallace. The Saturday shooting at the Allen Premium Mall Outlet Mall in Allen, Texas, a suburb of Dallas, left 8 people dead, with seven others injured, taken to the hospital. A police officer on the scene engaged and stopped the shooter, according to the local law enforcement. He goes on to talk about it. We'll talk about that in a moment. But my question is today, is Jesus Christ, God incarnate, God come into flesh, is he shocked by what he sees in America, or for that matter, what he sees around the world? Is he shocked at the number of shootings we've seen? Is he shocked by the fact we don't have more gun control? Does that bother him? Is that a problem with God? And keep in mind, when you say Jesus, we're talking about God coming to flesh. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to look at some of the statistical data. We're going to look at some of the things that I believe that God is shocked by, bothered by, concerned over, things that are taking place in America. But gun control is the least of them, in my most humble opinion. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is God's word that should take precedence in all that we say, do, or carry out in our lives. May I say to you today, it is the truth book. John 8, 31 and 32, Jesus, speaking to his disciples, made this statement, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17, 17, a de facto definitive declaratory statement is made. Thy word is truth. And then in Psalms 117, verse 2, the scripture is very, very clear. It says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. It's truth that ought to be the motivating factor in our lives. It is the truth that we should follow, and not what we hear the politicians say, especially on issues that we're talking about as today. It's truth, not taking truth and bending it, twisting it, making it fit your narrative. It is truth. It was the secularist George Orwell that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be very, very true today on every issue. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that all that we see taking place in America on a state level, local level, national level, or global level, we need to look at it, view it through the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the truth. And as the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint warns that the difficulties we're having in America today is because of the decline of truth. We need to go back to the truth book, the Bible. DeMint said, and I quote, "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our churches." It is sad today to find that about 55%, according to the latest survey, about 55% of the millennials, the 18 to 35-year-old age group, say that each person determines their own version of truth. This is the reason we have so many difficulties in our nation. This is the reason we have so many different viewpoints, vantage points, and discussion about the different issues, and one of them being the question of gun control and what we should do. I'll just tuck this in at this point. How many more laws controlling weapons, guns, how many more laws would it take to stop the next mass shooting? How many more laws would it take to prevent the next shooting in a church or a school or in a mall or in a public venue where you find, generally speaking, a gun-free zone? How many more laws would stop that? Ponder that. We'll discuss that in this broadcast today, and I pray that you'll tune in. Stay tuned. Call others to tune in and join in the dialogue and discussion. Let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. After the brief monologue, we open the lines and invite you to call. Love to hear from you, your dialogue and discussion on the issue. We need to go back to truth. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that said, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth. Listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And I challenge us each and every day, ladies and gentlemen, let that be our mantra. Let that be our motto. Let that be our mindset. Let that be our way of life. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The Tools for Time knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right in the heart of Mandarin. It's located at the intersection of I-295 and the Old St. Augustine intersection. There's a gigantic flagpole, 165-foot flagpole, with the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. And find that flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. They're closed on Sunday, allowing all of the staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our lines are open. The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. Almost without exception, ladies and gentlemen, every Democrat, hear me, every Democrat, local, state, national, continue to wring their hands and scream for gun control. I don't know of a year in the past 10, 15, 20, 30 years that have not heard that scream, hue, and cry that we need gun control. gun control. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to just touch on this at the very outset here. I'm looking at my pocket constitution. Amendment 2 in the Bill of Rights says a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, listen to this phrase, shall not be infringed. What does the word infringed mean? It means to be modified. It means to do something that would overlap, overlay, control, undermine, shall not be infringed. So, ladies and gentlemen, any gun control law is an infringement on our Bill of Rights, our Second Amendment, to keep and bear arms. I have in my hands a book that I had the privilege of authoring and publishing back in 2013. It's entitled The Doctrine of Self-Defense. Ladies and gentlemen, the doctrine of self-defense was given in the Scripture, authorized in the Scripture, codified in the Scripture. And I could go to text after text after text and show you that. If we're having a Bible study on that subject, I would go through that. I'll touch on some of it during the course of this broadcast. But let me just simply say, at the very, very first, the outset of this broadcast today, that Jesus Christ, God, is not shocked at what he sees taking place. But yet, the Democrats are wringing their hands and screaming, gun control. Every multiple shooting, the Biden administration's response is, we must have gun control. We must ban guns. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you have the, and state after state across the nation, there are different laws, different regulations, different rules, different gun control laws that are on the books. And some of the states, yeah, very restrictive, very constrainive laws on the books for guns. What if you've got your gun in a locked safe or a locked box? You've got the ammunition in a separate room in a paper bag. Somebody's breaking in your home. You say, wait, 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 Mr. Burglar. Wait, Mr. Robber. Wait, Mr. Rapist. We should just wait just a minute. I've got to get my safe open. I've got to get my weapon. Then, by the way, hold on a little longer. I've got to run down the hall, open another door, go in another drawer, and find that Ziploc bag or that brown grocery bag that I've got my ammo in. Wait, wait, just a little bit longer. I've got to load my weapon and get ready to defend myself. Does that make sense? Yet that's what we hear from the gun control advocates today that we must do. There's the mindset that we've got to lock it up, have it in a separate place, separate weapon, even with the weapon having a trigger lock on it so that you make sure that it doesn't go off. Listen, I'll say this at the very outset. A gun is an inanimate object. A gun cannot kill anybody. It takes that thug behind the trigger to pull that trigger, to fire that weapon. And ladies and gentlemen, as we'll talk about in this broadcast today, we need more people, good people, carrying guns to protect from the bad people carrying guns. And you can put all the laws on the books about restrictive gun control, put all the laws on the books. Your thugs are still going to get the weapons, legal or illegal, they'll receive them. Most all the shootings, by the way, they've had legal weapons where they've legally purchased. So what they're literally saying with the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, what they're saying is we want America to become a gun-free zone. We want America to be disarmed. Ladies and gentlemen, you disarm a nation, you have opened the doors for a dictator control over that nation. We should never let this happen in America. We need to understand, as we ask the question, what would Jesus think? Is he shocked? Claire McCaskill says he was, would be. She says, Jesus Christ, her words, Jesus Christ would be shocked at America's lack of gun control. So the question, ladies and gentlemen, should Jesus be shocked at America's lack of gun control? Before we discuss the facts on the gun control question, let's ask the question, are there other things that Jesus would be shocked over, if you want to call it that? I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question and comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. Hope you're well.
Yes, sir, I am. And thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to get 2 points in. They need to start drafting again. If you want to shoot, go to the military. And another point, now this man, I think it was in Texas, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
You were illegal alien twice, but they let you back in, and then you kill his family. That's sad.
Well, two or three things, Kenneth, in response to your comments. I believe if you look at the scripture, you find that God ordained self-defense. Now, I believe that our founding fathers were very, very, very intelligent people. For the most part, they were God-fearers and Christians. As a result of that, they made some decisions in our Bill of Rights that I believe should be should withstand anything that would take place in America to try to undermine it. For example, in Luke chapter 22, verse 38, and they said, "Lord, behold, here are two swords." And Jesus said unto them, "It is enough." And then he said unto them in verse 36, "But now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. He that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one." Now, they didn't have AK-47s or any of the weapons that we have today. But the weapon of choice then for protection was a sword. And Jesus said in the scripture, if you've got two garments, sell one, go out and buy some protection, self-defense. And so we find that codified in the scripture. You find also in the little book of Esther, when Haman had tricked the king into signing legislation to have all the Jews put to death. That's found in Esther chapter, latter part of chapter 7, 8 and 9, when that had taken place, and when the king discovered that he had been tricked, he signed a new law authorizing the Jews, and it was sent out by horseback to 128 provinces. When they come to kill you, rise up and kill them first. That is the apex of self-defense. So when we talk about guns and gun control, many are the advocates to take away weapons from anybody and everybody so that you cannot have a self-protection, a self-defense mechanism. And so when we look at what is taking place today, every time there's a shooting, we'll talk about that further, but I'll touch on it now. Most of the shootings, listen, most, overwhelmingly most of the shootings that take place are in gun-free zones, churches, schools, malls, shopping centers, etc., where there is usually a sign up someplace that says, no weapons, no guns allowed. And what you're saying to the shooter is, I can go in and just murder as many people as I want to because there's nobody there to fire back. There's a need for good people to have guns to protect from the bad people that have guns and would cease and desist a lot of their shooting. But, Kenneth, the major problem is it's the heart.
You know, it's sad. It's sad.
Yes, it is. It's the heart of man, which is wicked and deceitful. Who can know it? Jeremiah 17:9 tells us. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call today. Have a blessed day, and we need to keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, Claire McCaskill, the former liberal, loose likes lost, socialist, Marxist, Democrat senator, now saying that Jesus Christ would be shocked at the lack of gun control that we have in America. Further in that article, it goes on to talk about, says, "But this I will tell you," McCaskill said, "I believe very firmly that Jesus would be shocked at what our country is allowing to happen. There's no way that he would embrace everyone walking around with weapons of war in their hands." It is a sad thing. She went on to say, McCaskill later went on to demand activism for gun control laws in America. As she starts talking about then how there needs to be activists to rise up, stand up, and actively demand that there be gun control in America. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand if we cave into that, we have lost our freedoms because the Second Amendment was given on the basis that is to be protecting we the people from the dominating control of a dictatorship government that could very easily devolve, we could easily devolve into. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me just do this. The question is asked, is Jesus shocked about the lack of gun control? Let's ask the question this way. How does Jesus look at other things? How does he look at the murder of 75 million babies who've been murdered in the mother's womb? that's pushed and advocated and approved by the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party. How would Jesus feel? Is he shocked about that? I can just simply put a little parenthetical footnote. Nothing takes place today that shocks God. Jesus Christ is God come into flesh. No, it does not shock him to awaken of a morning and read the daily newspaper and find the things that's taking place. In fact, God is not constrained by a clock or a calendar. God is not constrained by what is done by humanity. God's in the sphere of God, S-P-H-E-R-E, in the sphere of God, it is the eternal presence. So God doesn't wake up of a morning wondering what America is going to do, or wondering what the gun control advocates are going to do or not going to do. But I can tell you, God is shocked from the standpoint of seeing the wicked humanity that's taking place. Not shocked as a sense that we call being shocked. He's not shocked by it. He knows it. He sees it. But what does he say? What does God say? What does he feel? What is God's word in relationship to the murder by way of abortion? I'm looking at an article that says, state's radical plan removes all parental notification for minors having an abortion. Lawmakers in Oregon State passed legislation Monday that makes sweeping expansions in the state's abortion law. House Bill 2002, titled the Reproductive Health and Access Care Bill, eliminates all parental consent for abortions committed by minors. Under the bill, a child at any age would be able to receive an abortion, and her parents would only be notified if she gives written permission. The bill also protects the abortionist and their patients by preventing law enforcement from adding other states in the investigation related to out-of-state abortions. It also reiterates that abortion must be covered by Medicare and all other insurance plans. Though the state already has some of the most extreme abortion laws in the nation, allowing abortion up to birth for any reason, lawmakers wanted to push even further to solidify the state's pro-abortion stance following last year's overturn of Roe versus Wade. So Claire McCaskill, it is not a matter would Jesus be shocked over the lack of gun control in America. Should Jesus be shocked, my question, when we see the rampant murder by way of abortion that folks in your category, i.e. Claire McCaskill and the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party, stand for and keep promulgating and pushing additional laws to make it absolutely the law of the land to murder the child in the mother's womb on the basis that it's the mother's health care rights. Ladies and gentlemen, it's murder. The Bible calls it murder. Thou shalt not kill. And so you're taking an innocent life. That's murder. So if you want to ask the question, what would Jesus think or do? Is he shocked about the lack of gun control in America? No, he's not. What is sad to the heart of God, if you want to put it that way, is to see the wicked, evil hearts of those that are pulling the trigger, to see the wicked, evil hearts of those medical practitioners that are murdering babies in the womb of the mother for money, M-O-N-E-Y. The love of money is the root of all evil, the Bible tells us. Ladies and gentlemen, what does Jesus, God incarnate, think of the mutilation of boys and girls having healthy breasts removed, genitals removed? Ladies and gentlemen, overwhelming majority, if not all of those in that category, will have a lifetime of sterilization, a lifetime of medical health issues that the big farmer will continue to thrive off the prescription they're on for the rest of their lives. Even death. Just what does the Bible think of that? What does God say of that? Is he shocked? Is he saddened? Does he approve or not? Yet this administration, ladies and gentlemen, is pushing and paying for the barbaric practice of continuing the mutilation through what is called transgender. Ladies and gentlemen, God created two genders. Male and female created he, them, the scripture says. It's the right page, the left column. I believe it's in Genesis 1:27, if my memory serves me correctly. I'm looking at the headline. Washington State allows transgender medical procedures on minors without parental consent. A Washington State bill has drawn national attention after opponents said it elevates state authority over parental rights allowing minors to undergo medical gender-changing intervention and abortions without parental consent. The bill, known as the Senate Bill 5599, passed both the House and the Senate. Governor Jay Inslee is expected to sign the bill into law. The bill's sponsor told the news the measure protects transgender and at-risk youth by removing the barriers to safe shelter. The shelters would not be required to report to parents if teenagers were seeking gender-changing hormones, therapies, or abortions. The protected health care services include gender-altering procedures, which the minors included anything prescribed by a doctor to treat dysphoria, according to the bill. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the fact that former Senator Claire McCaskill said that Jesus Christ, her words, would be shocked over the lack of gun control laws in America. What else would he be shocked about if that's supposedly shocking to God? What is a dismal, dismal aspect of life in America is that we have runaway murder but with abortion. By the way, approximately 75 million human beings have been destroyed in the mother's womb. And now the laws in many of the states allow the murder of that child, even up to and including the very second that child is birthed. It's called murder. And Claire McCaskill is concerned about the lack of gun control and that Jesus would be shocked as a result of it. What does God think? What is God's position? Where does he stand on the transgender movement today and what is taking place with our many of the sons and daughters in America? I'll tell you what is taking place today. I'll tell you what the Bible says in relationship to that. In Matthew's Gospel, the 18th chapter, verse 6, "But woe unto whosoever shall offend one of those little ones which believe in me. It would be better for him for a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea." That's what God thinks about it. That's the position that God takes. God says, for those that are harming these infants in the womb, for those that are authorizing and promulgating and pushing the laws, being more and more liberal, state after state after state, year after year after year, that allows the Biden administration to continue to push the barbaric practice of slaughtering the body parts of young girls and young boys, God says it's better for that person to have a millstone put about his neck and cast in the deepest sea. That is God saying, woe. The word woe in the Bible means calamity. Calamity will fall. Calamity is coming. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's not what does Jesus think. Is Jesus shocked about the lack of gun control in America? It's what does God think in relationship to the murder by way of abortion? What does God think? What is his position on the destruction of the youngsters with puberty blockers, with the transgender surgeries, the mutilization, and the destruction and even death of boys and girls today as a result of it? So what does Jesus think about, ladies and gentlemen, the sexualization, the indoctrination, the recruitment by the LGBTQ sodomite agenda in our public schools? Is that something that government has the authority to do? Is that something that God is pleased with? Is that something that is viewed as being okay and somehow God winks at it? I believe that's the mindset and the philosophy coming out of the socialist Marxist media and the socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, that somehow, some way, ladies and gentlemen, it is okay. But ladies and gentlemen, it's not okay. I'm looking at a headline. Washington State allows transgender medical procedures on minors without parental consent. And I could go on and on and on with what is taking place, ladies and gentlemen. So we ought not to say Jesus Christ would be shocked at the lack of gun control in America. Let's look at what America is doing that's destroying the morals and ethics and values across our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. We'll be right back, right after about 1 minute news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials as we continue to think on the issue today. What would Jesus think? Is he shocked?
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. House Oversight Committee Chairman Congressman James Comer says voluminous bank records support allegations that Biden family members collected millions in payments from foreign interests in China and Eastern Europe. The White House dismissing the allegations as politically motivated. New York Congressman George Santos arrested on federal criminal charges. The indictment says he induced supporters to donate to a company under a false pretense that the money would be used to support his campaign. Month after month, we've paid more for just about everything, and April was no exception. Consumer prices up again last month, according to the Labor Department, out with its Consumer Price Index this morning. On Wall Street, stocks currently mixed. The Dow down 55 points, while the Nasdaq is trading 113 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I'd like to hear from you today. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is shocked over the lack of gun control in America? What is your position? Do you believe that we need more gun laws? Do you believe that we need more restrictions on our Second Amendment right? Do you believe that it is right to have a weapon in one room and a locked box and the ammo in another room? Do you believe that it would be right to restrict a person's ownership of a weapon, that he cannot have one until he's 21 years of age, and yet he can be recruited for the military at 18 and learn how to fire a weapon and kill people? Do you believe that that is the approach we need? Do you believe that we need to just simply outlaw weapons altogether? Remember, Cain and Abel. Cain killed Abel. He slew him with a rock. Should we outlaw rocks? Recently, the driver into the aliens on the street corner, killing eight people and injuring about 10. He did that with an SUV. Should we outlaw SUVs? What's the answer to the dilemma? What's the answer to the problem with the mass murders that's taking place? So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the fact that Claire McCaskill, the former socialist Marxist BLM Democrat senator, said that we need to think that Jesus is shocked somehow because of the lack of gun control in America. In fact, her statement said, Jesus Christ would be shocked at America's lack of gun control following the Saturday shooting at a Texas mall. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe there would be more shock or concern, a grave concern from God over God, with God's thinking about what is taking place in America with the 75 million that have been murdered by way of abortion. I believe God would be shocked, concerned, if you want to put it in that category, because of seeing the abortion taking place, seeing the transgenderism where boys and girls are butchered, barbarically so, as a result of the calling it the sexual dysphoria that a little girl thinks she needs to boy, be a boy. A little boy thinks he needs to be a girl, and it's being carried out in a barbaric fashion. Ladies and gentlemen, so just what would Jesus think about the push for the drag queen shows? What would Jesus think about? What does Jesus think about that? What is God's position on that? What does God think about that? I'm looking at an article. Democrats voted against making indecent exposure toward children a felony, admitting that it bans drag shows. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. A majority of the 27 Democrats in Colorado House of Representatives voted against new laws that turn indecent exposure in front of children into a felony at the end of April, arguing that it could lead to a ban. Listen, they recognize it could lead to a ban on drag shows. They say these type of laws have been used to ban drag shows, to target individuals who use the restroom of the sex they identify with, a public restroom, to charge them with felony charges. I'm very concerned, this one Democrat says, about the attacks against transgender community that are happening across America. So, ladies and gentlemen, would Jesus Christ be shocked, as Claire McCaskill says that Jesus would be, over the lack of gun control laws in America? I think so. I think we could say without any hesitation, without any equivocation, that Jesus Christ, God come in the flesh, would be totally against, is in fact totally against, what is taking place today with the transgender movement and the drag queen shows. Kids, ladies and gentlemen, are being desensitized, causing them to want to embrace the sexual promiscuity the sodomites offer and provide. God hates sin. God will not wink at the morals and the ethics and the values that we see being pushed by the Marxist media and the socialist Marxist Democrats today. So let's get off this high horse of talking about Jesus Christ would be shocked by the lack of gun control. Let's look at with the microscope of the Holy Spirit of God looking at what's happening in America. We have devolved, we have plummeted into the abyss of the demoralization, the desensitizing of our nation today. We're embracing today sin that God never intended to be embraced. We have become a modern 21st century of sodomites, just like found in Genesis, the 19th chapter. And God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of that. And yet somehow, some way, we're to focus on saying that Jesus Christ would be shocked at the lack of gun control in America. I'm shocked by the stupidity, the ignorance, the willful ignorance of somebody that would make that kind of statement. Ladies and gentlemen, I know what God thinks about the LGBTQ agenda. I know what God says about it. In fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, that's one of the sins that the Bible says will send a person to hell. That's one of the 10. There's 10 listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. That's one of the 10. And one of them is the sin of sodomy, homosexuality. God destroyed two cities because of it. And yet we have the LGBTQ community today, one of the promulgating primary recruitment tools they're using is the drag queen shows, where moms and dads will take their kids, toddlers and older, to a drag queen show and laugh and applaud, embracing it. Ladies and gentlemen, God doesn't wink at sin. God doesn't wink at that. God's not going to say that's okay. It does not shock God, but God's not going to authorize it. God's not going to say it's okay. I am concerned today, ladies and gentlemen, with the number that embrace things that is not relevant in relationship to where we are on planet Earth. So, ladies and gentlemen, would Jesus be shocked at America's lack of gun control? I say no. No, he's not shocked at the lack of gun control. God is not shocked at what takes place at the hands of sinful humanity. God knows it. God sees it. In fact, in Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful and wicked. Who can know it? It is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, we need to come to grips with this fact. The gun is an inanimate object. The gun cannot shoot or kill anyone. The gun cannot jump up off the table, cannot take itself out of the box, cannot take itself out of the desk drawer and shoot someone. It takes a heart that is willfully willing to do so. And may I say again, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to having weapons and self-defense, let's remember that it's God, not government, that gave us the right of self-defense. The doctrine of self-defense is from God and not from government. Now, the thing that shocks me, ladies and gentlemen, is these same people that are talking about gun control, these same wicked leftist, socialist, Marxist, communist, how would you say, leaning minds in the House and the Senate, think that it's all right for we the people to be disarmed, but they are arming to the teeth the IRS. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration authorized some 87,000 additional IRS agents? Do you realize that right now, as we speak, they're in the process of hiring those 87,000 new IRS agents? Do you realize that one of the major, major, major requirements of a new agent for the IRS is that they be willing to be armed and be willing to shoot an individual, be willing to carry out a death sentence on an individual? May I just say this? Does that mean that if you owe $10 on your taxes, the thugs with badges knock on your door, "I'm from the IRS"? And then if you don't pay the $10, they're going to shoot you. Is that what it means? Is that where it's coming, going to? Looking at a headline, IRS has spent tens of millions of dollars on guns, ammo, and military-style equipment since 2020. I read this recently on there. Let me read it again. The IRS has spent $10 million on firearms, ammunition, and military-style gear since 2020. According to the New York Post, it said Monday the 2nd, citing an open the book report. Open the books report specified some of the purchases the IRS has made. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. $2.3 million on duty ammunition, $1.2 million on ballistic shields, plus $1.3 million on various other gear for the criminal investigation agents. Very non-transparent description, by the way. This article also says $474,000 on Smith & Wesson rifles, $467,000 on duty tactical lighting, $463,000 on Beretta 1301 tactical shotguns, $354,000 on tactical gear bags, $267,000 on ballistic helmets, $243,000 on body armor. The article further states the agency has purchased 3,000 units of optic-capable tactical holsters for weapons with optical sights and weapon lighting system. The open book shows that the agency has spent a total, listen to this, a total of $35.2 million on guns, ammo, and gear since 2006. The article further states, August of 2022, the news reported that an IRS agent job listings requirement, criminal investigation special agents stress that the applicant must be willing to carry a firearm and willing to use deadly force in order to carry out their duties, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me get this right. We're to disarm American citizens. We're to pass gun restriction laws that will make it almost impossible to defend yourself. And yet we're arming the IRS to come against we the people. Am I to understand that correct? Is that what we're really seeing? I believe it is. And I believe that it is a demonic influence over those that are making those decisions. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over to question or comment, please.
Let's be clear on this, brother. All these enemies within, Marxist, liberals, communist mentality is the same line of thinking. Mm-hmm. Look at Cuba. They confiscate every single gun from the citizens, and the only one that are allowed to have guns is the government. And many of those countries run by dictators. That's why there's not a bad dictator for the Democrats, because that's what they dream to do. Thank God in this country, there's a lot of people that they already arm. You know what I mean? And they protect themselves because that's the constitutional right. But that's the dream in their mind, to control everybody and to use the force that they are so against it. The same thing with the crazy liberals from Hollywood. They're the ones protesting and marching and talking nonsense against guns. But who is the one producing the most violent movies, killing and doing all the ones, the same ones that are against it? So it's so sad to see what's going on in this, in America, brother. And I guess it's, we are living in the last day, that's for sure. The Bible says that in the last days, good will be called evil and evil will be called good.
Yes.
So I guess it's something expected, but the crazy thing is at the rate that we are moving. You know, it's so fast and nobody seems to say anything about it. I saw a report last night in a police station in Boston. You got illegals spending the night at a police station in Boston. Are you kidding me? These people broke the law and the police are housing them. I mean, I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, but what I'm saying is before there was the sense of, how can I say this? You know, we broke the law, go to the police. We cannot go here because we might get arrested. But these people feel empowered. They are like, they owe me something. They have to house me in a police station, brother. This is nonsense. And then Mallorca said this morning that the border is closed, that there's no crisis at the border. I mean, and the worst part is when they go to Congress, they don't do nothing. They cut in line, they pull their line, and they just walk in like nothing. My question is, brother, if that were you or me, we'd be in jail for a long, long time. These people got no shame. They don't have God. We have to pray for them because that's what the Bible calls us to do. But it's upsetting to see that they lie and they apply the law to you and me. And we look at the people from January 6th. Some of them are still in jail. But these people lying in front of the nation and nothing happened to them. Mm-hmm. And don't tell me that the law applies for everybody equally, that nobody's above the law. I'm sorry. I don't believe that for a minute. That's my comment, brother. And all we have to do is pray because we are living in the last days. This is getting
absolutely
worse.
Jose, you're right on target. You're exactly spot on with your statements. Yes, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that Jose was just touching on is spot on, and that is the fact that we're watching a dual system of justice in America, if you could call it justice at all. We're watching the Hunter Biden scenario with the whole Biden family cabal that are grifters and have been grifters for 50 years plus now, where several hundred million dollars have been stolen, selling out America and the influence out of the president's office. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the question that Claire McCaskill brought up when she stated that Jesus Christ would be absolutely shocked at the lack of gun control in America. Ladies and gentlemen, the gun control, the self-defense is codified in the scripture, confirmed by the U.S. Supreme Court to be carried out by we the people. And ladies and gentlemen, just as Jose was just saying, that we have the lying system. A good example of that is the he, she, shim that went into the Covenant Christian School and shot six people, killed six people, and had left a manifesto. I understand that several diaries have been confiscated, and they refused to release them to the general public because they said it would be too shocking. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what it will reveal to the general public is that he, she, shim was a terrorist with a terrorist heart, had legal weapons that had been bought with the aim and the goal and the planned desire to go out and kill Christians, and Christian school was on the target because of a hatred for God. And they do not want to publicize the facts on that, and so they're keeping that sequestered. We have Derby on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, I have two topics, unrelated or related in a way, and I think that most people would disagree with me. So here's the first one. You talk about genital mutilation, right? It's wrong. However, nobody says anything about circumcision. That is genital mutilation of males and is unnecessary. Maybe 2,000 years ago it was done because of cleanliness, but today we have soap and water, and there is no need for that, and it should be outlawed, or it should be also condemned, because we don't remove any parts from women, from girls, as it is. So that's point one.
Let me jump in and say something. Circumcision, to begin with, was a sign of the covenant of God with the Jewish people, not with the Gentiles. It never should have been carried out with the Gentile males. That never should have been implemented and imposed on males, Gentiles. That was the indication, the sign. Circumcision was the sign of being the Jewish people being under the covenant, in the covenant with God. Now go ahead with the other question.
The other question is about sex and gender. I fortunately had two very good English teachers in high school and college. And the word gender has got nothing to do with sex. Gender refers to grammar. When you study English, you study the masculine and female gender. You don't study the masculine sex or the female sex. And then if you look up the word sex or, no, gender in a dictionary, it's got a huge paragraph, and then nothing about sex. And if you look up the word gender, it says sex. If you look up the word sex, it says nothing about gender. So one is for biology, science, that's sex, and the other one, gender, is for English grammar. Few people know that.
Well, Derby, let me just cut through the chase and simply say this. God created two sexes, male and female, and there is no way you can transition. You can cut off all the body parts you want. You can add all the body parts you want, and it does not change. The whole design, the whole game plan that Satan, the demonic deluder, has brought upon America and others in the world is that somehow, some way, you can confront God, say God made an error, God made a mistake, and therefore we're going to correct God's mistake. That's simply what people are saying when they do that. It is a spit in the face of God. It is a challenge to God and God's word. It is defying God is the bottom line. And I believe that we're going to see a continual deterioration, disintegration of morals, ethics, and values in America until and unless we get back to God, go back to the word of God and turn back to him.
By saying that God created two sexes.
That's right.
Did not create two genders.
That's right. You're exactly right.
But if you look it up in a dictionary, Webster's dictionary, a liberal dictionary as it is, the word sex doesn't show up much in the definition of gender, and the word gender doesn't show up in the definition of sex. Sex, biology. Gender, grammar. Period.
Well, voodoo science today, voodoo biology today, voodoo theology today. So what can you expect out of a nation that's declining and turning its back on God? Derby, thank you so much for your call. You're spot on. Thank you so much for your input and that English grammar lesson today. We needed that. Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, God codified in the scripture for the right of self-defense. It's confirmed by the courts, be carried out by we the people. And by the way, guns, as I've said before, do not jump off the shelf and shoot someone. Looking at an article here, says the Texas shooter was discharged from the U.S. Army after 3 months over physical and mental condition. According to the Pentagon, the man suspected of killing 8 people and wounding 7 at an outlet mall in suburb of Dallas, Texas, sought to enter the U.S. Army years ago, but was terminated after 3 months before exiting entry training. The Pentagon has confirmed. The law enforcement officials briefed on the investigation previously said that Marios Garcia, 33, was killed after being engaged by the police officers in Saturday's incident at Allen, Texas. Served in the military for a brief period, but was expelled because of mental health reasons. In other words, we had a fruitcake with a gun, and yet he had bought those guns legally. And we find today, ladies and gentlemen, there's a hue and cry now because of criminals going out and killing people, because of those that are committing murder with a weapon, that somehow, some way, every one of us should be without a weapon. Here's another headline. man who allegedly drove his SUV into migrants has extensive criminal history, according to police. Ladies and gentlemen, when you read this article, you come to realize very early on and very quickly that one of the major problems we have in America is the defunding of police that took place, has taken place over the past 4 years by the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party on a local, state, national level. As a result of that, we have thousands and thousands less, fewer police officers today that's needed. Secondly, we find so many George Soros bought and paid for district attorneys across America that they're releasing criminals back on the street. We're not enforcing the laws that's already on the books. So my question is, how many more laws would it take? How many more gun laws do we need to stop the mass murders and the shootings that's taking place? Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you today, if we're going to take away the weapon, we need to outlaw SUVs. If we're going to take away the weapon, we need to outlaw baseball bats. If we're going to take away the weapon, we need to outlaw rocks. If we're going to take away the weapons, we need to outlaw slingshots. And I can go on and on and on, because it's the weapon that's in the hand, whatever choice it may be. It can be a stick, a rock, it can be an SUV. Whatever it may be, are we going to outlaw all of those things to say that we're going to be free of the thugs that murder people? No, that will not happen, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at an article that counters that. Texas GOP representative says Americans should carry guns to stop the active shooters. Republican Pat Fallon, F-A-L-L-O-N, of Texas said on Saturday that Americans should carry firearms to protect themselves from active shooters following a mass shooting at the Texas Mall. Quote, I really think law-abiding citizens should carry, particularly when training is not required, because as you said, constitutional carry, but getting some training isn't a bad idea to know the laws and to also know how to defend yourself and others properly and within the confines of the law. He says further, but of course, criminals by definition are outlaws. They're outside the law and act outside the law. So the maximum way to be safe is to arm yourself and know how to use the firearm and support law enforcement. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that's a massive article. It says more than 13,900 people killed in gun violence so far in 2023. But what this article brings out, ladies and gentlemen, is the manner in which these deaths took place. As of May 1st, 13,959 people have died from gun violence in the U.S. this year, according to the Gun Violence Research Archives. Of those, 491 died were teens and children. Besides the death of those, there have been an average of about 66 deaths by suicide each day in America using a weapon. The grim tally of gun violence deaths include 460 people killed by officers that are legal shootings. There have also been 494 unintentional shootings, according to the research on it. And I could go on and on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, these gun control advocates want you to believe that every death by a gun was something that could have been prevented. And in most cases, it's not the case at all. When you take away all of the extraneous information about it, very, very, very few people are killed by someone walking in and pulling the trigger and shooting us. It's the multiple killings called mass murders that get the high profile that's being used by the satanic, demonic, socialist, Marxist government today that's wanting to absolutely take away our rights to keep and bear arms. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand the national shootings have been in churches and in gun-free zones. Let me just simply say this. Most of these shooters have been from fatherless homes. The shooters are on some type of psychotropic drugs, either by prescription or other drug use. The shooters are not from Christian families, religious backgrounds. The shooters taking out their hate on the teachers of the church or the denomination of biblical teaching, just as the he, she, shim that killed the six in a Christian school. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize what we need to do is turn back to God. We must turn back to God. We must pray. We must have the Bibles put back in the classroom. Must have prayer put back in classroom. And we need to turn from our wicked ways as a nation, seek God's face, and ask God to heal our land. That's the only hope that we have in America. All the gun laws that you could promulgate and put on the books will not stop the evil, wicked hearts, the thugs that are wanting to go out and kill someone in some fashion. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air, as once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now